Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah, there you go. I wanted to get to that part. This is Jim Blasingame. That's Chicago bringing us back. Wait, bring that back. Well, no, Kevin, don't bring. Let's bring that back up again. Is it gone? Okay. I like that music. I hope you do too. Little Chicago. That's out of the. That's not too. I guess that's pretty far in the Wayback Machine. But welcome back. I digress. I know. I enjoy it. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Jorian Clark, and I want you to go and check out all the things that she's taught us over the years. On my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find her name there and on the homepage later today, but also in the schedule. She's listed in the schedule of the upcoming guests there. If you go there immediately, you can that's how you find her, and click on the on her link to the archives that she's of the past interviews that she's deposited with us over the years, all the really smart things that she's taught us. So I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget, while you're there at my website, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and then check out all the other things you can do there. And you got 1 minute, 5 seconds, 15 minutes, 3 seconds, whatever you got. We got whatever time you got, we got something that will help you. Jory Clark is with us, as I said, the founder of SpectraCom, also KidsCom.com, right, Jory?
Yes, uh-huh.
And
yes.
Tell us a bit about your company.
Well, at KidsCom.com, we're really an educational publisher, and so we use the technology that kids are so familiar with, but then we get them off of the computer and get them into the real world. So, yeah. For example, that Chicago song is relevant to us because one of our partners is the Field Museum located in Chicago.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And so we get kids, there's actually a virtual Field Museum in our world. The kids can take a little tour and go and go on a scavenger hunt to find lost animals, and they learn about biodiversity that way. And then we actually nudge them into the real museum because that's where they're going to get more hands-on experience.
Right.
And we have partnerships like that all over the country.
So what you're doing, and I'm really so glad to hear this, and I mean, I'm not surprised at all, Jory, knowing you, but because you know the value of using the power of technology to not replace relationships, but to enhance relationships, and to enhance the way people can work together. And that's what you're doing. You're not only teaching these young people about how they can learn lessons and make mistakes, virtual mistakes that they can keep the rest of their lives so they don't have to make the real mistakes like you and I did, but you're also helping them understand the concept of community. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, and, you know, we feel it's really important to connect the generations, especially nowadays when family members are so busy, adults are so busy, sometimes even holding down two jobs or running a small business where they're just working night and day. Grandparents are oftentimes across the other side of the country, and so they're just not around the corner like they used to be.
Right.
And so that's where we're saying to the adults of this world, don't be afraid of the technology. Use that to connect with kids and share and help them. And one of the things we're most excited right now is our program with this virtual garden, because who knows gardening better but grandparents? And so it's a great way for them to connect up with their kids, their grandkids, and start teaching them some of the things that they know are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to have patience to grow things, how to be persistent in making sure that you keep pulling those weeds. All those things are build those qualities in us that make us ready to.
And part of what you're helping them with, which is something that's so needed today, I think, is subliminally, you're helping them understand the concept of deferred gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Plant something today, water it today, but you're not going to get anything for a while, but the effort's worth it. The time that you spend doing this will be worth it one day.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we take the advantage of technology and knowing the duration of kids' attention time. In our world, a virtual apple tree grows in 5 days as opposed to 5 years. But what it does is it gives them that sense.
But that's like an eternity for an 8-year-old.
Exactly, exactly. And it gives them a reason to come back because they can see the change in that tree every day when they come back. And so that teaches them, too, to be able to look closely. We have a wonderful partnership in East Lansing, Michigan, with a 4-H Children's Garden. And Dr. Norm Lowndes there is just a miracle worker with kids. And he teaches them about how to find the magic in the garden and apply that to themselves. And so that's another example of a partnership where this summer he had a day in the garden with KidsCon.com and invited kids to do all the planting and growing that they do virtually to actually come and get their hands dirty and do it in the real garden.
Wow, in a real garden. Well, that's great. So now tell the audience how they can get their kids involved in this.
Sure. They just need to go to KidsCon.com, and right on the homepage they'll see a sign up. And it's free. Our sponsorship, especially with a virtual garden from the USDA, means we make sure that this is available and open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also, they can join as an adult as well, too. And for some of our grandparents or aunts and uncles, they can actually get an account.
And will the kids let us come and play with them?
Sure, absolutely, as long as you behave.
Oh, okay. As long as you don't start sounding like an old fogey, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so is there any cost to this?
No.
Thank you.
It is free.
I told you.
And the reason why that's important is because we want to make sure that there's no excuse for not learning.
Well, and folks, I'm not surprised, of course. We've talked to Jory about this for a long time. We helped her launch KidsCom.com years ago when she first came up with the idea. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. Why would you want to get your kids involved in this? How about maybe they become, you know, Facebook billionaires, the next Facebook billionaire, and that's your retirement plan. How about that? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.